Agatha Raisin and Kissing Christmas Goodbye by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Agatha Raisin. Agatha Raisin was born in a tower block slum in Birmingham and christened Agatha Stiles. No middle names. Agatha had often longed for at least two middle names, such as Caroline or Olivia. Her parents, Joseph and Margaret Stiles, were both unemployed and both drunks. They lived on benefits and the occasional bout of shoplifting. Agatha attended the local comprehensive as a rather shy and sensitive child, but quickly developed a bullying, aggressive manner so that the other pupils would steer clear of her. At the age of 15, her parents decided it was time she earned her keep, and her mother found her work in a biscuit factory, checking packets of biscuits on a conveyor belt for any faults. As soon as Agatha had squirreled away enough money, she ran off to London and found work as a waitress and studied computing at evening classes. But she fell in love with a customer at the restaurant, Jimmy Raisin. Jimmy had curly black hair and bright blue eyes and a great deal of charm. He seemed to have plenty of money to throw around. He wanted an affair, but besotted as she was, Agatha held out for marriage. They moved into one room in a lodging house in Finsbury Park, where Jimmy's money soon ran out. He would never say where it came from in the first place. And he drank. Agatha found she had escaped the frying pan into the fire. She was fiercely ambitious. One night, when she came home and found Jimmy stretched out on the bed, dead drunk.